Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, June 15th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Google announced multiple new user features in its search and shopping products. Google Lens gets the ability to search for skin conditions based on a photo. It will work on rashes, hair loss, marks on your nails, bumps on your lips, and other conditions. Search results will now yield information, not diagnosis, in response to these photos. Google Maps is getting glanceable directions, which give you live trip updates on your lock screen and can update estimated time on routes without you having to start navigation. Immersive View now lets you virtually fly over more than 500 landmarks worldwide. And the Search Generative Experience, or SGE, will use its large language model to create a snapshot for destinations. Google also announced a virtual try-on tool that predicts how clothing will fit you. You select a model that looks close to your physical shape, and then you can put clothes from Google Shopping on it, and it'll show them on the model. Google is using a diffusion model it developed for the purpose. This is the kind of model used by image generators like DALL-E 2. The feature has launched for women's tops in the United States with select brands like Anthropologie and Loft. Intel is going to change its naming conventions for the Meteor Lake series of CPUs expected to arrive in the second half of this year. So say goodbye to the I. Core chips will no longer be called i5 and such, just Core 3, Core 5, Core 7, and Core 9. High-end chips will add the word Ultra, such as Core Ultra 5 or Core Ultra 7. The Meteor Lake chips will use chiplets, which Intel calls tiles. This means Intel will make most of the chip, but, for example, TSMC will make the GPU tiles, which are expected to be much improved. The National Music Publishers Association, or NMPA, filed a lawsuit against Twitter in U.S. federal court in Tennessee, alleging Twitter has failed to respond to copyright infringement notices related to 1,700 songs. The infringements date back from before Elon Musk purchased Twitter. Twitter does not have a music licensing deal with major publishers. In a related story, Platformer reports that Twitter has not paid to renew its contract with Google Cloud, disputing the charges. Google hosts Twitter's trust and safety tools. Amazon's AWS hosts many of other Twitter functions. Logitech-owned Streamlabs, which makes software for people who stream video on YouTube, Twitch, and elsewhere, released a new podcast editing tool called Podcast Editor. It includes machine assistants like text-based editing, so you can just highlight text and it'll delete the audio or the video, transcript generation, and the tool can identify clips good for short video and automatically remove verbal pauses like ums and ahs. It can also do translation in 30 languages. It will be part of Streamlabs' $19 a month Ultra subscription. Chinese-based shopping app Temu has passed fellow Chinese-based shopping app Shein in U.S. sales. Temu has been the top app in the U.S. App Store for most of 2023. Amazon announced the launch of the Disney Magical Companion on its Echo devices for $5.99 a year, or as part of Amazon Kids Plus, users can say, "Hey Disney," and the voice assistant will respond in the voice of more than 20 characters, like, of course, Mickey Mouse, but also R2-D2, Fozzie Bear, Moana, and more. The subscription also adds games and other activities. Ireland's Data Protection Authority has put the rollout of Google's chatbot Bard in the European Union on hold. The authority said it needed to see details on how Google is protecting user data. Bing and ChatGPT remain available in the EU. Microsoft has started selling replacement parts for Surface devices in its Microsoft Store. This includes things like SSDs, batteries, and displays. Microsoft partnered with iFixit to sell repair tools separately. The components are available for now in Canada, France, and the United States. And finally, Uber will add video ads to its Uber, Uber Eats, and Drizzly apps. The ads will run while you wait for arrival and during trips. Drizzly will also run them on the search results pages. Company has sold static ads since 2019, and CEO Dara Khosrowshahi told analysts earlier this year that ads are a key part of Uber's strategy. The ads will show up this week in the US and then expand to Australia, France, and the UK. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And hey, if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.